Brothers Osborne on Downtown Country Drive, and TJ from the band joins us now. Now, the first thing I need to ask you about is, because obviously I've only seen the video footage, which by the way looks absolutely incredible, but how was it on Saturday night playing the Stagecoach Festival in California with Keith Urban and Dwight Yoakam?
It was awesome. And actually, Keith messaged us, and he actually messaged us and Casey Musgraves, and we were all like, absolutely, yeah, I'd love to get up there. And so being out in California, we thought, man, let's do some California country, but talk about doing Dwight. And then we found out that Dwight was going to be there. And then Keith was like, well, I'll just ask him if he wants to join too. And I thought, man, that's badass. And it turns out Casey was unable to do it. And then there was one of those moments where above the fame and fortune, those are the type of things that really take the cake.
Yeah. Obviously, congratulations on the two recent ACM Award wins.
Oh, thank you very much.
I mean, two things that are immediate. The Best Duo Award, that's huge, because I feel like for a long time it was Brooks and Dunn winning it every time, and then Florida Georgia Line. But really, you know, It Ain't My Fault winning the Best Video at both, I should say, CMA and ACM. Massively significant, because obviously, clearly, the video is meant to be tongue-in-cheek, but a lot of country singers, they shy away completely from anything political, and yet it seems as though whenever you and your brother cause any sort of controversy, it works in your favour and you just seem to get bigger and bigger.
You know, I think we don't always succeed at this, but we try to do it in a way that is tasteful and is mindful of opposing opinions. And at least in American politics right now, everything is so incredibly divisive and everyone's staying away from it. And we kind of thought, man, let's just make fun of the whole thing. And that's really what we did with that video. It really doesn't matter which party you support. Honestly, a politician saying, it ain't my fault, I'm sure in Ireland or UK or anywhere in Europe, I mean, it's all politicians do is deflect blame.
Yeah.
And so we thought, this is perfect. It was an amazing award show for us. I mean, to walk out of there with tied for the most awarded that night is definitely one of those moments of like, holy cow, it was amazing.
You guys, you don't follow trends, you seem to be setting them, which, you know, it's the opposite to how the Nashville system normally works. So I'd love to know, do winning significant awards like that, does that help then with things like radio play in the States?
Yeah, you know, I think it does help a little with radio, but I think most importantly, what it does is really just kind of solidifies what you're doing. I think there's a lot of people that, you know, John and I have done some things that are a little left of center, and country music in particular is mostly bound in tradition, you know, and I love and respect that about the genre, but, you know, you have to tread with trepidation into territories of unfamiliar. And those award shows, when you win, are recognized, it's people that are saying, we know that you haven't hit the strides of success yet that we think you are worthy of. Here's a little tip of the hat or a big gust of wind in your sails for staying true to who you are. Because when we first hit the scene, you know, it was slow for us. We were a little different. And that's when the whole bro country movement just exploded.
Yeah.
And we were seeing bands and artists who were getting signed after us who were taking off and having more success than we were having. And we just stayed true to who we were. And I thought when we won our first CMA award, you could really feel that it was different, that everything had changed for us in that one instance. And there's a lot of people who are trendsetters and pacemakers in this business, but there's also a lot of followers. They don't really know what's good.
Mm-hmm.
And then once they see that someone else has recognized it, then they jump on the train. I'm sure you've seen that 100 times,
yeah,
or more. And so, and that's where that really helped.
Shoot me straight. We'll be right back.
in the new album Port St. Joe, once again you've worked with producer Jay Joyce, and people have been asking me, what do you think of it? And I describe it as an album where this band has found its confident stride. I mean, your brother's guitar playing is just hypnotic. It puts me into like a trance. There's been so much there's been so much sort of hype and anticipation building around it for a long time, it seems. Can you tell us a bit about the writing and recording of it?
We took probably about, I don't know, 20 to 30 songs down to Port St. Joe, the beach house where we recorded the record in. Mm-hmm. We knew that we liked the kind of vibe of them. We liked the lyrical content of them. And we thought, you know, let's just kind of let the music lead us down a path. And that's really what happened. I mean, it was trying to figure out what songs worked with the other. It really just came from us recording and experimenting. So all of the arrangements we came up with in Port St. Joe, and we recorded for 2 weeks in this beach house that was not built for recording. I mean, it was just, there was this communal room. It was like a dining room, a kitchen, and a living room all in one big open communal area. Because of that, it put us in this position to where a lot of what we recorded couldn't be changed.
Okay.
Because, you know, we had the drums were running into the guitar mics, and everything was just this big melting pot of music. And so, you know, I think that's one of the biggest things of our new record, is that it's really hard to capture what you do live on an album. And I think we've gotten the closest we've ever gotten to that with this. And I think one of our strengths is performing live. So that was really important for us.
Both Eric Church and Little Big Town have told me in the past about working with Jay Joyce and the fact that a lot of his ideas at the time seem crazy, but then they turned out to be genius and the bits that people remember from albums. Tell me a bit about how he's helped you guys develop your sound.
Making a record, it's like skydiving. You know, it's like you get up there, you have this big grand plan of, man, I can't wait to get up in this plane and jump off and skydive and have one of the most memorable experiences of my life. Mm-hmm. And then you get up there and you're like, this is really scary. You don't want to jump out. And Jay is that guy there that's just there just to be like, do it. And you do, and it ends up being one of the most memorable experiences of your life. And that's how it was recording this record. I mean, it's those moments where you're like, you have these big ideas of doing something cool and something unique, but then you get in the studio and suddenly you start to worry about if radio is going to play it. You're going to worry about if the label's going to like it. You're worrying if your fans are going to like it, instead of just trusting the process and free falling.
I'm running out of time, but there's a couple of things I just want to squeeze in. I saw you guys 2 years ago play a country festival in Daytona called Country 500. And I remember you telling a story on stage about how your bus or your van had broken down on the way to the gig.
I did, yeah.
Yeah, but man, the energy that was coming off that stage, I had never experienced anything like it, which is why we're so excited here. I mean, you're about to kick off a UK and Irish tour, and you're playing the Limelight in Belfast on Saturday night.
Yeah, I can't wait. It'll be my first time ever in Ireland, so
wow.
I'll be checking a lot of boxes off there. One, I've always just wanted to go to Ireland. It's just a, you know, fan of everything I hear about Ireland. It sounds totally amazing and dreamy. And being in Osborne, we definitely... for sure, we have some ancestors rolling around there somewhere. But yeah, I'm excited to get over there and play those dates. It's a pretty crazy, pretty lucky, fortunate experience.
DJ, thank you for coming to even just Belfast, because you guys, you talk about these superstars like Eric Church and Miranda. You guys are getting there, so just thank you for coming over.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I have no idea what to expect, but hopefully, it's a good thing.
Cool. Well, man, you've made a super record, continued success, and it's a pleasure just to get to speak to you. Thank you very much.
Likewise. Thanks for your time. Have a good day.
Yeah, something of a strong wind is coming over me. It's got a hold.